douchebag, Nicolas Cage.
You ever find my Tim?
Nicolas Cage sustains Elvis impersonation for nearly 90 minutes. Excuse me a second, my wife needs me for something. I told you, I'm only doing it one take, that's it. No retakes on these things, so I'll just start it right here. 15th of February, 2007, this is Reverend Simulator for Unnews. Okay. Hollywood, California, hillbilly scientists announced Wednesday that Academy Award-winning actor and bottled stink bug salesman Nicolas Cage managed to survive talking like the dead entertainer, and I use the term loosely, Elvis Presley, for nearly the entire length of his new motion picture, Death Mask. Cage is reported in stable condition at Serena Sinus Hospital. Hospital media liaison Sandy Morgenstern said,
"The doctors here have no idea why this talented actor decided to risk his health this way. CAT scans of Mr. Cage's brain revealed nothing." That's an old one.
Cage, who adopted his name from the comic book character Little Lotta, is a known Elvis-ophile, having previously starred in movies featuring Elvis impersonators, and even married and fucked Elvis's daughter, Lisa Marie Bonet, sometime in the early 90s. The recent Elvis incident is the most serious of its kind to happen to an actor since Kurt Russell mumbled through Big Trouble in Little China, in some insane attempt to sound like pompous screen icon John Wayne. Ironically, Russell actually played Elvis in a TV motion picture about the bloated music icon and received critical acclaim. Nonetheless, the Screen Actors Guild issued a statement condemning the practice of successful actors imitating deceased actors in anything other than biopics. A press release, which was sweating profusely during the news conference, said,
"This sort of thing does nothing to advance the craft of acting or provide audiences with anything original."
Cage's performance did, however, distract movie audiences from noticing that Howard the Duck Rider, based on a character of extremely limited appeal among comic fans, has no engaging plot, interesting characters, or reason to exist. This has been Reverend Simulator for Run News. Thank you for suffering.